Nolte, Country Moved 14 Points Towards GOP in 2021. By John Nolte on January 17, 2022. Throughout 2021, the country moved away from the Democrat Party and towards the GOP by 14 points. At the beginning of 2021, 49% of the country identified as Democrats, while 40% said they were Republicans. At the end of 2021, 47% said they were Republicans, and only 42% said Democrat. That's a 14-point shift towards the GOP. It's been 25 years since the GOP held a 5-point lead over Democrats. These Gallup findings are based on 12,000 randomly sampled adults contacted throughout 2021. The year 2021 was an eventful one in politics, after a similarly eventful 2020 that also saw major shifts in party preferences. In early 2021, Democratic strength reached levels not seen in nearly a decade. By the third quarter, those Democratic gains evaporated as Biden's job approval declined. The political winds continued to become more favorable to Republicans in the fourth quarter, giving the GOP an advantage over Democrats larger than any they had achieved in more than 25 years. The numbers above are based on quarterly averages. One warning sign for the GOP is that the polling during the final month of 2021 shows the Republican Party up by only 2 points, 46% to 44%. But as Gallup notes, that 2-point lead still represents a departure from the historical norm of the Democratic Party's having at least a slight advantage in party affiliation. This tracks with two things: the GOP ongoing advantage in the generic congressional ballot and the respective fortunes of his fraudulent see Joe Biden and former President Trump, meaning Trump is now seen more favorably than Biden, something that seemed impossible a year ago. What this all comes down to, of course, is the failure of Democrats everywhere, not just Biden, to govern with anything approaching competence, and the corporate media losing its influence and ability to gaslight the public. It's just a fact that after a year of Democrats running everything in D.C., the spread of the coronavirus is every bit as bad as it was last year. The economy is in shambles, gas prices are exploding, the southern border is wide open, inflation is at a 40-year high, violent crime is ravaging Democrat-run cities, left-wing school boards are closing schools, teaching gay porn, and telling white kids they're racist, the fascist woke culture is running rampant. Store shelves remain empty, and there's an overall sense that nothing is going to change unless voters make a change. Democrat policies are failing, and for the first time in a long time, something like 50 years, people are zeroing in on that. Anyone familiar with history knows that the last time this happened was in 1968. Then, after years and years of social unrest and the coddling of violent criminals and urban decay, the GOP won 5 of the next 6 presidential elections, and Democrats were only able to retake the White House because Bill Clinton ran as a new Democrat who would be tough on crime and govern as a moderate. In other words, there was a major political realignment in 1968, and most especially in 1972, where Nixon won by a historic landslide, and I think we are seeing the makings of the same again in 2022. We're seeing it in the polling and in election results. The GOP now controls Virginia, which had been a Democrat-run state for a decade. The GOP almost won the governor's race in New Jersey, one of the safest blue states in the country. The media can no longer protect Democrats. The media's credibility is shot, and new media is just too powerful at getting the truth out there. And now the public knows it is Democrat policies and ideas spreading failure, poverty, censorship, and death. I can't wait for 2022. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.